So let's start out with Space Show News. This morning it was announced that the strongest gamma ray burst had been detected in October last year. Numerous scientific papers describing the event have been published today. In introducing the papers, Eric Burns of Louisiana State University wrote this.
In 1963, the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States signed the Partial Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which prohibited the testing of nuclear weapons in the atmosphere, underwater, and in space. To monitor compliance, the United States launched the Vela series of satellites. In 1967, on July 2, Vela 3 and 4 detected a short flash of gamma rays from the universe, the first detection of a gamma ray burst by humanity. The existence of gamma ray bursts was announced in 1973. These transients are now known to last from approximately 0.01 to 10,000 seconds and are the most luminous events since the Big Bang. In 1972, two probes were selected to go on a grand tour of our solar system. Having launched in 1977, Voyager 1 is now more than 30 billion kilometers from Earth. During its journey, scientists have identified more than 10,000 gamma ray bursts. In 2022, on October 8, Voyager 1 registered significant counts in its particle detectors for a brief time. This was the first detection of what turned out to be the brightest gamma ray burst ever observed. As the gamma ray burst swept through our solar system, it was detected by instruments on more than a dozen satellites built for astrophysics, planetary science, and solar observations. 19 hours after arrival at Voyager 1, the burst arrived at Earth. The first announcement of this was sent by the Gamma Ray Burst Monitor on the Fermi satellite. However, no location or classification of the event was sent due to real-time data issues. An hour later, the Neil Gerald Swift Observatory satellite triggered on a bright transient near the plane of the Milky Way and reported it as an unusual galactic transient. The automated analysis of the Fermi Large Area Telescope in response to the Swift report found a significant source of high-energy photons. This led to the first consideration that the Fermi Gamma Ray Burst Monitor and Swift detections may be the same event, which was confirmed by triangulation of the Gamma Ray Burst Monitor signal by the Interplanetary Network to the same source position identified by Swift. The initial reports by the GBM and CONUS wind teams that this was the brightest gamma ray burst in their samples sent a clarion call to humanity's astronomical resources. This burst is called GRB221009A. Bursts this bright in the prompt phase are predicted to arrive at Earth roughly every 10,000 years, suggesting this is the brightest burst since human civilization began. Today, the Astrophysical Journal Letters, and a partner issue in Astronomy and Astrophysics, publish papers that serve as the main reports on the observations of this spectacular event and on additional science that it enabled. Observations will continue for years to come. David Alexander Kahn is an author on several papers on this burst. He is known for having an encyclopedic knowledge of gamma ray bursts and an incredible work ethic. He is also known for his warm heart and the care he took to engage and mentor junior members of the field. Alex passed away only a few weeks before the release of the first observational results on GRB221009A. Shortly before, he helped write an acknowledgement in one of these papers thanking the universe for timing this burst to arrive at Earth after the invention of GRB monitors but during our active research careers. In private discussions between Alex and the writer, they were really thanking the universe for having this occur during their lifetimes. Alex devoted his work life to the study of these cosmic explosions. Thus, it is only right that we dedicate this focus issue to him. It is some solace that when the brightness records set by GRB221009A are finally broken, perhaps in several millennia, these papers may be dug out of some ancient archive, and his contributions to the field and our great regard for him will be known even then. Until then, He will be missed by friends, family, and colleagues worldwide.
The words of Louisiana State University's Eric Burns. Now, many of the satellites involved in this discovery were operated by NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. So the Goddard Space Flight Center's Francis Reddy wrote this media release issued this afternoon.
On October 9th last year, a pulse of intense radiation swept through the solar system so exceptional that astronomers quickly dubbed it the BOAT, the brightest of all time. The source was a gamma-ray burst, GRB, the most powerful class of explosions in the universe. The burst triggered detectors on numerous spacecraft, and observatories around the globe followed up. After combing through all of this data, astronomers can now characterize just how bright it was and better understand its scientific impact. GRB 221009A was likely the brightest burst at X-ray and gamma-ray energies to occur since human civilization began, said Eric Burns, an assistant professor of physics and astronomy at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge. He led an analysis of some 7,000 GRBs, mostly detected by NASA's Fermi Gamma-ray Space Telescope and the Russian CONUS instrument on NASA's Wind spacecraft, to establish how frequently events this bright may occur. Their answer: once in every 10,000 years. The burst was so bright it effectively blinded most gamma-ray instruments in space, which means they could not directly record the real intensity of the emission. U.S. scientists were able to reconstruct this information from the Fermi data. They then compared the results with those from the Russian team working on CONUS data and Chinese teams analyzing observations from the GECAMC detector on their SATECHO-1 satellite and instruments on their InSight HXMT observatory. Together, they prove the burst was 70 times brighter than any yet seen. The signal from GRB 221009A had been traveling for about 1.9 billion years before it reached Earth, making it among the closest known, long, gamma-ray bursts, whose initial, or prompt, emission lasts more than 2 seconds. Astronomers think these bursts represent the birth cries of black holes formed when the cores of massive stars collapse under their own weight. As it quickly ingests the surrounding matter, the black hole blasts out jets in opposite directions containing particles accelerated to near the speed of light. These jets pierce through the star, emitting X-rays and gamma rays as they stream into space. With this type of gamma-ray burst, astronomers expect to find a brightening supernova a few weeks later, but so far it has proven elusive. One reason is that the gamma-ray burst appeared in a part of the sky that's just a few degrees above the plane of our own galaxy, where thick dust clouds can greatly dim incoming light. We cannot say conclusively that there is a supernova, which is surprising given the burst's brightness, said Andrew Levan, a professor of astrophysics at Radboud University in Nijmegen, Netherlands. Since dust clouds become more transparent at infrared wavelengths, Levan led near and mid-infrared observations using NASA's James Webb Space Telescope, its first use for this kind of study, as well as the Hubble Space Telescope to spot the supernova. If it's there, it's very faint. We plan to keep looking, he added, but it's possible the entire star collapsed straight into the black hole instead of exploding. Additional Webb and Hubble observations are planned over the next few months. As the jets continue to expand into material surrounding the doomed star, they produce a multi-wavelength afterglow that gradually fades away. Being so close and so bright, this burst offered us an unprecedented opportunity to gather observations of the afterglow across the electromagnetic spectrum and to test how well our models reflect what's really happening in gamma-ray burst jets, said Kate Alexander, an assistant professor in the Department of Astronomy at the University of Arizona in Tucson. 25 years of afterglow models that have worked very well cannot completely explain this jet, she said. In particular, we found a new radio component we don't fully understand. This may indicate additional structure within the jet or suggest the need to revise our models of how GRB jets interact with their surroundings. The jets themselves were not unusually powerful, but they were exceptionally narrow, much like the jet setting of a garden hose, and one was pointed directly at us, Alexander explained. The closer to head-on we view a jet, the brighter it appears. Although the afterglow was unexpectedly dim at radio energies, it's likely that GRB 221009A will remain detectable for years, providing a novel opportunity to track the full life cycle of a powerful jet. The burst also enabled astronomers to probe distant dust clouds in our own galaxy. As the prompt X-rays traveled toward us, some of them reflected off of dust layers, creating extended, light echoes, of the initial blast in the form of X-ray rings expanding from the burst's location. The X-ray telescope on NASA's Neil Gerald Swift Observatory discovered the presence of a series of echoes, detailed follow-up by the European Space Agency's XMM Newton telescope, together with Swift data, revealed these extraordinary rings were produced by 21 distinct dust clouds. How dust clouds scatter X-rays depends on their distances, the sizes of the dust grains, and the X-ray energies, explained Sergio Campana, research director at Brera Observatory and the National Institute for Astrophysics in Mirate, Italy. We were able to use the rings to reconstruct part of the burst's prompt X-ray emission and to determine where in our galaxy the dust clouds are located. GRB221009A is only the seventh gamma-ray burst to display X-ray rings, and it triples the number previously seen around 1. The echoes came from dust located between 761,000 light-years away. The most distant echoes, clear on the other side of our Milky Way galaxy, were also 4,600 light-years above the galaxy's central plane, where the solar system resides. Lastly, the burst offers an opportunity to explore a big cosmic question. We think of black holes as all-consuming things, but do they also return power back to the universe? Asked Michaela Negro, an astrophysicist at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt. Her team was able to probe the dust rings with NASA's Imaging X-ray Polarimetry Explorer to glimpse how the prompt emission was organized, which can give insights into how the jets form. In addition, a small degree of polarization observed in the afterglow phase confirms that we viewed the jet almost directly head-on. Together with similar measurements now being studied by a team using data from ESA's Integral Observatory, scientists say it may be possible to prove that the boat's jets were powered by tapping into the energy of a magnetic field amplified by the black hole's spin. Predictions based on such models have already successfully explained other aspects of this burst.
And that report was written by the Goddard Space Flight Center's Francis Reddy and released this afternoon.
Southern FM.